Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results.
Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive free installation on minimum purchases of $699. No hidden fees and no surprises, so the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Imagine free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
He does great.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio, I'm Joe Ostrowski. The Wolves are making big plans for their 25th anniversary. Get your season tickets now and receive exclusive benefits. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. The Bears have made it official. Roquan Smith has signed, and he will address the media today after practice. PFT's Mike Florio with Mullion Haw.
After this week, the chances of it impacting the kid as a player were going to become tangible and real. And we'll find out. And, of course, if he struggles at all, what are people going to say? Well, if he hadn't held out, he'd be fine.
The Florio conversation available on 670thescore.com. Baseball, Yu Darvish completed a 3-inning sim game that went about 45 pitches. Theo Epstein suggested that the next step would be a minor league rehab stint if Darvish feels good tomorrow. Jose Quintana has owned the Brewers in his career, a 0.92 ERA in 7 starts. Quintana has today's 121st pitch right here on The Score. Joe Madden with Bernstein and McKnight in an hour at noon. Sox Tigers has a Lucas Giolito-Blaine Hardy pitching matchup. And in the NFL, Eagles coach Doug Peterson denied a report that Alshon Jeffrey would start the season on the PUP list. And the Dolphins cut defensive lineman Gabe Wright the day after Wright took a cheap shot at running back Kenyon Drake. This update was brought to you by Webb Ford. Searching for a great deal on Fords in Chicago? Visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. Cubs pregame is presented by BBVA Compass. Tune into the BBVA Compass pregame show today. Hashtag We Are Mobile. I'm Joe Ostrowski, and you're listening to the radio home for Cubs baseball, 670 The Score. The next game on The Score today at 12:45 when the Cubs take on the Brewers. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Riverfront Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in the North Aurora Auto Mall.
Now, Midway.
The Midday Midway.
1, 2.
Midway, the most important of the year.
3, 4.
The most exciting thing on the Midway.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Our objective is Midway.
9, 10.
It's not 10. You see, you're on 10 here. Where can you go from there? Where?
To 11.
11, exactly.
11.
Midway. So real, you can almost feel it.
The Midday Midway with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
Wow, there's been a lot of newsy Bears Day with Roquan Smith now officially signing his contract. He is Bear, and I should mention that breaking news on The Score has been brought to you by Rosen Hyundai in Algonquin. To support our veterans, Rosen Hyundai in Algonquin is doubling their annual contribution to K9 Companions. So we talked a lot about that. Rich Campbell joined us with his thoughts at the outset of the show. Then it was Cubs and Sox and resetting the NL Central with Jeff Sullivan. From that into Bruce Levine, his report on the Cubs news. That's the Yu Darvish simulated game and the scheduling of his rehab start in the minor leagues, the progress of Chris Bryant and Brandon Morrow.
You want to get into a fired up Reds broadcast, a broadcast that's had to find things to get fired up about?
They're angry. They're peevish. There's things they don't like. Keep the Cubs fans out of that ballpark.
But there's joy here in Mudville. Brandon Dixon, a utility player, got in to pitch against the Indians in Monday night's 10-3 loss, as you would expect a score to look like for a position player. So Dixon got up there and out in 10 pitches, clean inning.
Wow.
And the last batter he faced was Jose Ramirez.
Look at Ramirez. This guy's having one of the best years in baseball. Don't hurt yourself.
Can you believe that? That was a curveball. Brandon Dixon doing it. Look at this. Coming with a hook to get the best player in the American League. Or having the best year in the American League. Holy Moses.
Sure.
Fine. Holy Moses.
Holy heck.
Brandon Dixon. Topped out at 74.5 miles an hour, the one he got Ramirez on, and he did lose the bat. It's pretty enjoyable. You watch the video. Ramirez lost the bat, 66.9 miles per hour on that one. I don't know if it was a cutter or a curve. It was very, very slow. However, Brennan did bring up the fact that Jose Ramirez has a 7.9 war. That's on Fangraphs, 7.9 so far this year. You scroll down to number two on the list, 7.8. That's Mookie Betts. And as we mentioned, Mike Trout missing time has caused him to fall off the top of the leaderboard, though not by much, 7.6. You scroll down a couple at number five. It's Matt Chapman at 5.3,
wow.
And we will get to more Matt Chapman facts later on in the midway. We're stepping from one to the other, but you're up next.
Yeah, he gave us a Holy Moses in there, which really one of the worst comedies made during a time of large comic satires and pastiches. Do you remember? It was spelled W-H-O, Holy
Moses. I don't remember Holy Moses.
Look that up.
And 1980. Is this a Madeline Kahn without... This is Madeline Kahn without...
It was like the attempt at a Mel Brooks movie.
Yeah.
It's like people trying to ape a Mel Brooks movie. Unfortunately, the key ingredient in a Mel Brooks movie...
I would imagine.
...is actually Mel Brooks.
Yeah, it looks that way. John Ritter, Richard Pryor, Dom DeLuise. Yeah, this is... Oh, my God. Yeah. That's a Mel Brooks movie,
Mel Brooks. It was like a knockoff version. Oh, so bad. Anyway, that's not why you called. A hippopotamus attacked and killed a tourist in Kenya over the weekend.
What? Hippos are mean, man.
The attack took place Saturday evening at Lake Naivasha, about 58 miles from the Kenyan capital of Nairobi. Changming Chuang, 65, was with a colleague taking pictures of the hippo when the animal attacked. His buddy had minor bruises and is recovering, and they're tracking the hippo. I don't think they go in and kill the hippo like they do elsewhere, where like a bear gets somebody, because, you know, hippo's going to hippo on
when,
you.
When animals That's do a win what for animals the do.
And a victory for them. I buried the lead.
The hippo's a P1. You hate to lose them.
In a victory credited to the I'm Fat podcast, a hippo has killed somebody. It said hippos can snap a canoe in half with their strong jaws, according to National Geographic. But this is what got
so can Jay.
A Zawoski in the wild. How many people are killed by hippos in Africa per year?
If I'm not mistaken, hippos have the largest death total for like large mammals or something.
I haven't checked fan graphs.
How many people fit in a canoe? Like four?
Average canoe?
I want you to give me
per year?
You've been good at ballpark guesses off the air.
I have been, yeah.
You sure nailed that one.
Nailed that 10,000. 17.
17 per year in Africa killed by hippos.
Oh, it's just in Africa.
Yes, just in, it's a densely populated continent now.
That's true. That's true. And hippo population.
That's where the hippos are,
because
they're not going to be getting people in Canada.
Well, I'm thinking about, you know, zoo hippos and maybe you had a Harambe thing going on. It's 30. Yeah, I'm sticking with 17.
Okay. And Campy.
60.
Jay?
112.
The answer is 500.
What?
Holy heck!
It's a big canoe.
500 people killed a year by hippos in Africa?
Per year. Hippos kill 500 people.
All right, off the top of my head... Off the top of my head, I can't see hippos, like, stalking humans, right? This has got to be a situation where something you do... gets you too close to hippos, right? I mean, hippos aren't wandering. Hippos are in one spot. Are they even migratory?
But they're fast.
Short range fast.
Yes, but they can run as fast as a fast human
over
short.
Which means you stay away from hippos.
So are they the more appropriate comp for like a defensive tackle that moves well?
like Aaron Donald is much more of a hippo than a dancing bear.
Yeah, but you don't hear people bitching about a hippo holdout, you know? I mean, that's it's get their money.
But you're right. They're not hunting people down, and
no.
it's not like a venomous animal that gets in your shoe or something like that.
Shake out your boot.
Yeah.
It's a hippo.
again. Yeah, you have to you're right. It has to be about maybe everyday proximity on your when you go to get fresh water. Maybe
that's
you're going to a place where
the local
hippos
watering hole or
happen
something.
To be. Maybe the bar. Is that what you mean by local watering hole?
Exactly what I mean.
Like
yes,
you come off the lake and just stop in for a Leinenkugel. Oh, damn!
How's the catch today? Ah, the hippos. You didn't see their bikes parked outside? Don't go into the bar if there's hippos.
They got a conversion van.
Matt Chapman is, like we mentioned, fifth.
This is every item is about Matt Chapman today.
It really is. It's been a Matt Chapman-heavy show.
Mm-hmm.
And note, it was not planned. Mitch did not sit us down to the meeting and say, more Matt Chapman, fellas. It's 5.3 war in Fangraphs for Matt Chapman. Defensively, he's been worth 14. Offensively, 23. The A's, meanwhile, 16-6 since the All-Star break. We mentioned where they are in the standings. They are two games. In the West, behind the Houston Astros, the invincible Houston Astros, the Astros who have a pitching staff that may be a historic pitching staff, and that's not hyperbolic. They could be putting things together top to bottom, one through five.
And the A's pitching staff, not historic.
The A's pitching staff has Sean Manaea, which, you know, good, that Zobrist trade, that's how they got him. Trevor Cahill, who was cast aside by
the Cubs.
And the A's.
Mm-hmm.
And Brett Anderson, who was cast aside by
the Cubs.
And the A's. And Edwin Jackson,
who's cast aside by everybody.
More or less. That's their pitching staff. Blake Treinen, who couldn't close games for the Nationals, who couldn't figure out his from a hole in the ground with the Nationals, is now one of the game's best closers. It's bizarre.
Marcus Semien is third on their team on position player wins above replacement.
Still a bad shortstop.
I know he's bad.
Oh my God.
He's bad. He's got a WRC plus under 100.
Cranks homers, though, man. Cranks homers.
But here's
a big L.
Big L.
So, the thing is, so speaking of Matt Chapman, he, after a win, this is last night, gave an impassioned plea to the 9 A's fans that exist.
I just want to use this time also to just encourage people in Oakland to come out, man. All the fans and support we could get, we could really appreciate it. You know, tonight we're fighting to the very end against the Mariners, and I just wish we could get some more people out here, man. We're fun to watch, and we really want our fans to come out and support us. It'd be great.
Dingers.
Aww. They're 71-48.
Oh, I know, but that's so
go
sad.
Watch your damn ball club. Go out there. I know it's
so
a tough
sad.
But the A's are one of those teams where it's like, hey, pay $50. That's your subscription to go to any ball game you want. It doesn't matter. We'll have you there no matter what.
And you get discounted concessions for
everything
that, right?
Is yeah. Discounted.
Do you know the Miami Marlins first base coach? Oddly, it's Matt Chapman. No, it's a guy named Perry Hill. And he was trying to cool down in the game against the Braves, and a lot of people noticed there was something weird under his helmet. There was something green under there, and he had to reassure people that it wasn't part of a losing bet. It wasn't some practical joke of somebody putting this in his helmet. Apparently, to stay cool, the bald Perry Hill puts wet lettuce on his head.
And Yomer dumps the water on his head.
This I've never heard of. This is sort of a folk remedy. I didn't know that a piece of wet lettuce would somehow keep you cooler than, I don't know, a cooling pack or and some other wet fabric.
I didn't tell you this in the meeting because I wanted to save it. I used to work in produce, believe it or not.
So in produce. Now you work in produce.
Yes.
But you previously worked in produce.
I was a producer.
Right.
Now I'm a producer. Anyway. A giant cabbage leaf
yes.
on your head during a hot day works as well as anything I've ever tried.
And who
what?
Told, where did you learn this?
I'm just glad we found a use for lettuce and cabbage,
exactly.
Finally.
I learned it while working in produce, that the guy who owned the store put it on his head, or managed the store, rather, put a piece of cabbage on his head. And I was like, what are you doing? He said, it's the coolest thing you'll ever find.
He was trying to stop the storm from hitting
him.
I was
going to say, does it protect you from a hailstorm? Also,
this is how Terry plays shortstop down in Florida.
I'm not kidding. Next time you go to Jewel, the Jules or Mariano is remove a cabbage leaf and put on your head.
Does it matter what kind of cabbage?
Well, the bigger the better, especially for me.
So you don't want Napa cabbage. You want an actual good old fa. You don't want to piece together Brussels sprout leaves
and not shredded. Okay. It's not going to work with shredded cabbage.
Okay, dumping the lettuce and having fall. I don't know. I don't get it.
It's not working.
It's not sticking.
Does it also give you horrible gas?
Yes, just indirectly.
Jay would need a better control group for that.
Yeah, there was a time in my life where I loved a nice stuffed cabbage or a nice boiled cabbage, and I just learned that it didn't get along with me as much as I tended to like it. But good advice there from the produce man termed produce man.
So this one also about Matt Chapman. Apparently, and by the way, Rick looked this up. Apparently, A's have already hit their Vegas win total of 68.5. Already. We're not through August. Wow. We're second week of August. Did you read about when it came out I think it was like a year and a half ago, something like that. Did you read about MoviePass?
You know what? This is one of these stories
it's
all in my Twitter timeline, and it's all like the death of MoviePass, and will MoviePass survive, and what can we learn about the business model of MoviePass? I have not read a single word on it because I have not been interested.
I haven't either, and here's why. When the whole thing started, and it was like, oh, MoviePass, I thought, well, I'd go see more movies if it were more convenient to me. I should do this, support it, but it was $10 a month. To see, like, any movie you wanted at any time you wanted or something like that. I mean, it was just a ridiculous business plan. And I read about it and I thought, that's not going to last. That's nonsense. And indeed, it hasn't lasted. MoviePass has had to change all of its, like, subscription policies and all this kind of stuff. And now what the service is $10 a month to see three movies. And you have to like find the times. Like they get to term the film times, like what time you have to go see the movie. But apparently what happened is over the last couple of days, you had an ability, if you were a MoviePass subscriber, to opt out, knowing that the changes were coming around. Then MoviePass just were like, they stopped the ability to opt out. So people were clicking opt out and they would get an error message that said, error, failed to cancel account. Then they sent out a bunch of emails saying, Yeah. So you can't cancel and you're still in this thing and you have to go see the movie at 1 a.m. on a Tuesday kind of deal. So now you're
aggressive.
Locked into this choice that you've made for $10 a month, which anyone could have told you was not going to last.
Right.
So hopefully you got all of your movies out of the way or you knocked out tons of MoviePass movies early, because now apparently you're paying $10 a month for the perpetuity and you'll never die because of the subscription won't anyway. You might still die, but you're locked in for $10 a month. Wow. No matter.
Texter's pointing out that both Don Baylor and Willie Mays apparently use the cabbage leaf on their head.
And MoviePass.
And also the MoviePass. And also they were both Matt Chapman. A family in Colorado had an unexpected visitor. They returned home Thursday night. This is from Channel 4 outside of Denver. And there was a mountain lion in their house, in the living room, on their couch. It apparently sneaked in through a screen in an open window, and no humans were home, but their house cat, Klondike, was trapped inside.
Oh, Klondike's dead.
I didn't say that yet. So
I think everyone
they
knows
looked
it.
At the mountain lion. The mountain lion looked at them, and wildlife officers had trouble getting the mountain lion out of the house. They shot beanbags at the windows, and it took hours for them to try to drive the mountain lion out. They said it was like looking at a zoo exhibition, but you're looking at our house. And hours later, the mountain lion walked right out the front door, down the street, and back into the wild. However, things not so good for Klondike.
No.
Klondike is no more. So one less house cat in the world means the world is a better place.
Was Klondike?
It's not graphic, but they do say that the woman's roommate discovered that the mountain lion had eaten Klondike. And the owner said she was mine, and that is hard that's the end she had. Yeah, that's it's better than getting eaten by a hippo, I think. But this is the last paragraph here is my favorite. The woman says that the whole ordeal has taught her to be certain to close and lock all doors and windows at night when leaving the house. Something police say is good advice for avoiding not only mountain lions, but also bears and burglars.
Just, if you walk up to your house and the police are like, oh, what? You're like, what's wrong? And the police go, well, there's a mountain lion in your house. First thing you think is, Klondike is dead. Like, right away. You have to have that expectation. My cat is dead. There's a mountain lion in the house.
Yeah, it used to, from the old cartoon, it was Klondike Cat always gets his mouse. That's what the character Savoir Faire was from, after whom Dennis Savard earned his nickname, was from that particular cartoon. Bad cartoon. But
not good.
In this case, Klondike Cat met his end in the mouth of a larger cat, which is good, because I don't like cats, and a dead one is fine with me.
No, just a bigger cat gets to live.
But I don't mind. The bigger cat's fine, because the bigger cat doesn't go around slaughtering birds and stuff like that.
Just house cats.
People sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes people. That is the Midday Midway. We do it every day here on the Bernstein and McKnight Show, almost every day. Sometimes we're out at Joe Madden's charity golf thing like yesterday, and we don't do the Midway then. Roquan Smith has signed with the Bears, and there's been a series of articles going around on The Ringer that bring together a couple of issues around play and defense, getting paid, and maybe, just maybe, why Roquan and CAA and the Bears had such trouble coming to agreement over some of the little things in that contract. I want to bring a couple of things together for you now that the newest Bear, or the first-round pick, has signed with the Chicago Bears when we come
we'll
back.
Do that. The texters are really entertaining me today. This is a good day on the text. I find it a lot cooler when I wear the lettuce on my head and ranch dressing and croutons.
Oh, but there's so many calories in ranch.
It's so good, though. This segment brought to you by 1-866-ASK-DUKE. Have you been injured at work or an accident? Not sure who can help? Just ask Duke. Chicago's largest network of experienced physicians and personal injury attorneys. Call 1-866-ASK-DUKE for the best injury guidance. That's 1-866-ASK-DUKE. Joe Madden joins us at noon. Got a lot to talk about today on The Score.
Stream The Score with Radio.com. It's easy. Go to Radio.com/listen or download the Radio.com app now and get all your favorite Score shows live on your mobile device. Stream The Score with Radio.com.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. The best part of Tiger Woods' final round 64 and second place finish at the PGA on Sunday wasn't the birdie putt on 18 that caused Jim Nantz and Nick Faldo to act like he just won the tournament, even though it was clearly too little too late. It wasn't the screeching crowds or even his remarkable ability to grind out a low score after struggling with his driver for much of the day. Nope. It wasn't even the fact that he clinched a spot as a captain's pick on the U.S. Ryder Cup team. It was the sight of Woods waiting outside the scoring area to congratulate Brooks Koepka, who played superbly to win his second major title of the year and the third of his career. Once upon a time, there's no way Woods would have been around to congratulate a winner with a heartfelt hug. To Woods' credit, he appears to be enjoying this comeback, even without a win. Good for him. I'm John Feinstein.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected through Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hi, I'm Ben Zobrist, the MVP for Chicago's World Championship Baseball team. I've teamed up with Westfield Ford because I know a winner when I see one.
Get $6,500 off MSRP on a brand new 2018 Explorer. Or choose 0 for 60 plus $2,000 bonus cash.
Join me, Ben Zobrist, on another winning team. Westfield Ford on LaGrange Road in Countryside.
All offers plus tax, title, license, and doc fees. To qualified buyers on select models. Savings from MSRP based on $16.67 per thousand financed. All Ford rebates and incentives applied. Expires 8/31/18.
At Walgreens, we believe everyone counts, and that includes your everyday choices. Today, when you buy participating products at Walgreens, you support our partnership with the Me to We Foundation in their mission to deliver education, clean water, healthy food, and healthcare to children in need around the world. Stop by your local Walgreens to shop products that support Me to We, like Hershey's. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Now with cards, select Hershey's party size bags are $9.99 each, valid July 29th through September 3rd.
Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive free installation on minimum purchases of $699. No hidden fees and no surprises, so the dream carpet you want comes at the price you're expecting. Imagine free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
State Farm, Robert here.
Robert, somebody burned down my she shed.
No one burned down your she shed, Cheryl.
Oh, really, Victor? Because my she shed's burning up in the backyard.
Your she shed was struck by lightning, Cheryl.
Robert, does State Farm cover my she shed?
What's a she shed?
She turned our shed into her hideaway, Robert.
Oh, yeah, that's covered.
You hear that, Victor? I'm getting a new she-shear she-shed.
Can we stop saying she-shed now?
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
Amazon has everything for back to school. Zebra lunchbox? Check. Cool Adidas gear like t-shirts, shoes, and backpacks? Check. Triceratops folders and pencils? Check. Laser cat t-shirts? Check. Get your back-to-school shopping done now at Amazon.com/back-to-school and enjoy free shipping on millions of items. No need to leave your home or hassle with crowds. Amazon.com. No better place to get everything back to school from A to Z.
Now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up a bottle of Seafoam Motor Treatment on sale for $7.99. Plus, earn double O rewards points. Help your engine run smoother and last longer with Seafoam Motor Treatment on sale now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mullion Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The problem that Yu Darvish has is that he's making so much money.
Mully, just his presence. You know pro sports. You've been around the NFL locker room, been around clubhouses. Injured guys are better not seen and not heard, not seen at all. And if you have the constant presence of somebody who's getting a lot of attention, could potentially be a distraction. Now, I don't think A-Rod invented this. I think that you have heard whispers about Yu Darvish for a while now. Rick Sutcliffe gave them voice last week on ESPN. This could be a blessing in disguise for Yu Darvish.
Explain that. Why?
What did you see after the game happened? Joe Maddon sprung to his defense. What will every Cub player ask do for Yu Darvish? They will spring to his defense.
Mullion Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
The new Bernstein and McKnight Show. Middays 9 a.m. to 1.
David Bodie, the guy who actually hit it, joins us again on the Bernstein and McKnight Show.
I thought the 1-1 take was pretty impressive. I know you reacted afterward as though it might not have been a strike or you didn't like where it was. If you're looking down like that and take that and then get it called, although, you know, it looks like it might have nipped the zone, what's the routine to refocus after getting what you thought you wanted and then having it called?
Right, yeah, so I thought it was a little bit down, and looking at it again, it did dip. So, I mean, great call by the umpire there. Bill and I have been talking about that a lot, of sticking to your approach, whatever it is, because it changes, you know. The game can change mid-pit, you know, mid at bat.
Dan Bernstein, now in middays, joined by returning score guy Connor McKnight, 9 a.m. to 1, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Fall at Ryan Field. Season and single game tickets to watch Chicago's Big Ten team are on sale now at NU.
Hi, I'm Ben Zobrist, the MVP for Chicago's World Championship Baseball team. I've teamed up with Westfield Ford because I know a winner when I see one.
Get $6,500 off MSRP on a brand new 2018 Explorer. Or choose 0 for 60, plus $2,000 bonus cash.
Join me, Ben Zobrist, on another winning team. Westfield Ford on LaGrange Road in Countryside.
All offers plus tax, title, license, and doc fees. Qualified buyers on select models. Savings from MSRP based on 1667 per thousand financed. All Ford rebates and incentives apply. Expires 8/31/18.
Just tickets. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
They found a way to fashion the language that makes it, as a practical matter, unlikely, or at least far less likely, that Smith is going to have his guarantees voided. Because under what the Bears had wanted, right, week one, you go in hot with your helmet low, you get a letter from the league office on Monday, you've been suspended for a week, there go your future guarantee.
Oh, quit your whining.
Families are great, aren't they?
Yeah, quit your
whining.
I love
families.
I wouldn't know, because the one I'm trying to text hasn't woken up yet, apparently.
Well, he's a growing boy. I assume it's the boy.
Triggered!
Just I used to sleep
wake
till like
up
one.
And check your damn phone.
Remember being a teenager? Like, you slept until like 1 in the afternoon because you needed it.
It's also because you were drunk.
No, not for a 13-year-old.
Well, I don't know about 13.
What are you handing over to your kids?
No, but you're talking like, you know, 17, 18 on a, you know, on a Sunday or something.
I didn't drink in high school.
You missed out on all that time?
I didn't miss on anything. It was this scene. That scene in Appleton was not. I didn't miss much. I really didn't.
Okay.
I'm
picturing some of the scenes from like Boys Don't Cry.
God, actually, oh my God! Now that you mention
you know
it,
what I mean, like
that's where
doing donuts in a pickup truck.
We were in Josh's basement, and some people were drinking. It was like one of the first times I saw some friends drinking in high school. And Boys Don't Cry was the movie we were watching.
Oh, that's a real crowd pleaser, huh?
It was depressing.
Party.
As hell. Honestly, I don't know what I was more confused by as a kid, like watching that movie or turning around and be like, why are you guys drinking? There's no, like, why? I don't get it. I don't understand. I'm just going to drink and then go back home across the street?
I would never have thought of this, the idea of, like, the wrong party movie that just, in our commons room freshman year in college, it was a Friday night, you know, people, you know, they're hanging out, we're in the hallway shooting Nerf hoop, drinking a couple beers, like, all right, let's go. Maybe we'll head out in a little bit. I think there's a movie on in the commons room. All right, cool. Let's go and check it out. And you sit down. And it was Sid and Nancy, right? And you just, and it's, the movie ends and you're just completely miserable. You know, it's a great movie.
Right.
Remember, it's Gary Oldman as Sid Vicious.
He can do anything.
Yeah, he's a complete nightmare of a human being, but
apparently,
he can do anything. Amazing. First time I'd really sort of recognized him as an actor was seeing that movie in 1987. And it's just like, oh, you want to go out? No. I'm just going to order a meatball sandwich.
Just going to head home.
just
want to be alone for a while.
Like, yeah, we're going to watch Boys Don't Cry. Then we're going to go out. Oh, sweet. So we have Roquan Smith, what, context?
Signed. Locked up and signed. And I was reading this. I don't know if you followed these pieces by Kevin Clark of The Ringer. We brought one up a couple of weeks ago. He talked to Aaron Rodgers. And the question he's asking is kind of an easy one. Or a fun one, rather. It's a simplistic question that has a bunch of cool little tentacles around it. But the question he's posing to players all around training camps is, what would you do if you're the commissioner?
Okay.
And I think it's a fun one because it gives, you know, he's asking different positions. He's asking, I would assume, I think this is the second or third, because the last one, the one we're going to talk about here, is when he asked Washington cornerback Josh Norman how he would fix the NFL, what he would do. And it made me think, as I was reading this, it made me think a lot about Roquan Smith and the holdout he had with the Bears that lasted 29 days over what were seemingly some pretty mundane, if not mundane, then like small contractual issues about removing guarantees from money for behaviors that he might engage in. But if you know Roquan Smith at all, like if you went through the combine and the draft workouts and the interviews with Roquan Smith like the Bears did, you probably came out of that going, we're fine here. We're real set here. We're going to take him 8 overall. Like, it's not going to happen. But that's why you put it in contracts. Because if it does, you're covered.
That's what contracts are for. They're for unlikely scenarios.
So Clark's article starts out talking about Norman not liking the newest version of the NFL's defensive rules, right? You're handcuffing the defense to this whole offense propaganda, Norman said. And he talks like a cornerback does. He's got some great phrases in here, too.
Is he giving feet?
He did not give feet in this article.
Is he accepting feet?
Though it is difficult
and matching one's
written
feet.
Form to give feet.
Okay.
He says, I would address the quarterback situation because they get gosh darn too much money. Norman, like Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers, thinks players should have more say in the rules that owners pass. He has a number of suggestions for how the league could compete internationally and how they should deal with the current political climate. But unprompted, he first brought up a point about the pay disparity he sees in the NFL and the factors that are making it worse. Here's the quote from Norman, another one. They took the money away from the rookies, which is a good thing. But the teams are not putting it all into quarterbacks. It's ridiculous. Everyone on defense is in the $12 to $15 million per year level. You see some wideouts getting to the 18 level, maybe some D linemen, but golly, the gap is ridiculous. Someone is going to get $30 million. Then there will be a $40 million guy. Come on. No one is even close on defense. The next defensive guy, talking about the highest paid guy, will be $19 million. So Norman's proposing essentially a cap on passer salaries, something like max contracts in the NBA. I'm not necessarily saying this is a good idea. I'm not necessarily endorse it one way or the other. But I thought it was interesting because of this. Norman's made $40 million so far in his career. He's the highest paid cornerback in the league, but he's only made $300,000 less in his career so far than Brock Osweiler, who started 25 games over six seasons. And I point this out.
And is bad.
Awful. I mean, awful. So I point this out for a couple of different reasons. Obviously, there's this. Roquan Smith plays defense. And if CAA... if organizations and players are going to start to look around, if Josh Norman has this mindset of it's already hard for teams to pay defensive players to move some of these guys, these upper, look at Aaron Donald's holdout, look at Khalil Mack. If it's already difficult for NFL teams to shell out money to defensive players for a lot of different reasons, now you're going to add in a helmet rule that's going to change the way you have to play defense. And in theory, granted I'm out a little bit on a limb here, and in theory changes how many good defensive players there are.
Yet they've gone out of their way. The NFL has gone out of their way to say the new helmet rule applies to offensive players as well.
They've said that.
But in practicality, we haven't seen it called that way so far.
I think we saw one. I think we saw one in the first week of preseason. I think it was a running back lower. I think it was in the... Nah, I can't remember what game it was, but I think we saw one. Either way, it's still got to be called like that, right? And I think everybody kind of understands the vast majority of these calls are going to be on defense. Norman's larger point, the piece goes on, is significantly harder to play defense now than any era in NFL history. They've designed the game to where offensive guys are the stars, defensive guys are like, it's whatever, we'll take your money if you do something. I guarantee their pockets aren't touched like ours are, talking about offensive players versus defensive players and these new rules. According to SpotTrack, Norman has been fined $179,000 since November 2014. He goes on to say, this is kind of fun, Norman said that the rule of lowering the helmet, banning that kind of contact, you have to become a spirit animal, and at the point of contact, literally disappear. I don't know what any of that means.
You have to cast a Patronus spell?
You do. I found it absolutely fantastic. He's got more ideas about the salary cap kind of idea for passer salaries and whatever. It's never going to move. But he was asked, if he were commissioner, what would you go do? And I just start to think, we talked a lot about...
I love how that presumes that it's not collectively bargained, that the commissioner has just the power of fiat to do whatever he wants.
Well, that was the question posed. I mean, yeah, if you would fix the NFL, how would you fix it? I mean, it was more than just like, if you were Roger Goodell, would you just show up to work and collect your $40 million a year? Because that's an option too. He's got some other comments, some of them specifically about the anthem policy and about what you would do, what he thinks the NFL should do with the comments of the president consistently aimed at that policy. And they're interesting to read too, man. I mean, he used gosh and golly a lot in the previous quotes. Those are not the stand-ins he uses for that circumstance.
Does he use by cracky?
He does not use by cracky.
Oh, okay.
But I thought it was interesting because as Roquan, we kept on asking, you and I, over and over again as this holdout went to 29 days, what makes this situation, Roquan and the Bears and the 8th overall pick in CAA, what makes it different than everybody else who signed contracts? And granted, we've got reports of four other teams acquiescing to this language, whether it's fully or, you know, with caveats like Roquan got. You know, if he suspended three games, essentially, the Bears now have the right to void the guarantee to that money. They could still pay him the money. Just like Jalen Ramsey, who recently got himself, had the guarantees voided.
No, but they said they're not going
to. But they said they're going to pay the money, right?
So they said they weren't going to void his guarantees.
Okay, cool. Right. Cool. So you've got some precedent set there. That said, if agencies and if players themselves, and this is why I bring it up in the context of Josh Norman, if players themselves are worried that on defense you're not going to get paid anymore, then maybe that's why, or at least part of why, we were in a 29-day holdout.
Yeah, maybe CAA
You've got to set some kind of precedent for what might be the top player in that draft who's making that kind of hit over
that's,
and over
that's
again.
Actually, that's pretty perceptive on your part. I give you credit to maybe try to tie those together in that CAA.
It made me think.
They did say we're in a battle on a hill here that might end up being worth it for reasons other than we can take advantage of the Bears in a needy situation.
And if
we've
that's
got
the case,
a pliable client that's willing to go along with it. Maybe you're right. Maybe they are seeing that it's going to be increasingly difficult to get all of your money as a defensive player.
If the highest paid cornerback in the league is talking about these issues, is wondering about these issues, about his fellow defensive players being able to get to the upper echelons of paycheck, then I got to imagine that more defensive players are talking about it, and that's probably been heard by CAA. So they see a chance to do something for that client and future clients down the line. It doesn't change the arithmetic on how we got to the 29-day holdout in the first place, but I think it might speak to a larger issue around the league, and Josh Norman's the guy talking about it. It's a good piece on The Ringer. Kevin Clark who wrote it.
He's Connor McKnight. I'm Dan Bernstein. We're brought to you by Northwestern Football. The Wildcats coming off a 10-win season. Host Michigan, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Notre Dame, and more this fall at Ryan Field. Season and single game tickets are on sale now at nusports.com. In just a moment, we're going to give away $1,000 cash with a lucky text keyword. We've got Joe Madden coming up at noon. And I got to give Bud Light a lot of credit and Anheuser-Busch. They have come up with an idea for a promotion tied into the Cleveland Browns. It's so dumb it just might work. I'll let you know what that is next on The Score.
The McNeil and Parkin Show, afternoons 1 to 6.
Ron Rivera.
One of my biggest regrets as a football person is I miss Walter Payton's, I miss Dan Hampton's, I miss Mike Singletary's, and I miss Richard's Dent inductions, and I should have gone. And when Brian invited me, I said, I'm coming. And so I decided that was it, and I was there.
Afternoons 1 to 6, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And now, a page from the diary of Flo.
Dear diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected through Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Illinois Cyberknife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With Cyberknife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois Cyberknife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com. A service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results.
Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive free installation on minimum purchases of $699. No hidden fees and no surprises. So the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Imagine free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
At Walgreens, we believe everyone counts, and that includes your everyday choices. Today, when you buy participating products at Walgreens, you support our partnership with the Me to We Foundation in their mission to deliver education, clean water, healthy food, and healthcare to children in need around the world. Stop by your local Walgreens to shop products that support Me to We, like Hershey's. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Now with cards, select Hershey's party size bags are $9.99 each, valid July 29th through September 3rd.
State Farm, Robert here.
Robert, somebody burned down my she shed.
No one burned down your she shed, Cheryl.
Oh, really, Victor? Because my she shed's burning up in the backyard.
Your she shed was struck by lightning, Cheryl.
Robert, does State Farm cover my she shed?
What's a she shed?
She turned our shed into her hideaway, Robert.
Oh, yeah, that's covered.
You hear that, Victor? I'm getting a new she-shear she shed.
Can we stop seeing she shed now?
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
Amazon has everything for back to school. Zebra lunchbox? Check. Cool Adidas gear like t-shirts, shoes, and backpacks? Check. Triceratops folders and pencils? Check. Laser cat t-shirts? Check. Get your back-to-school shopping done now at Amazon.com/back-to-school and enjoy free shipping on millions of items. No need to leave your home or hassle with crowds. Amazon.com. No better place to get everything back to school from A to Z.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Ryan Urlacher joined to talk about it changed the way the middle linebackers play when you came into the league because your athleticism, your explosiveness, your size for the position, it wasn't the prototypical middle linebacker. Nowadays, you look at the way middle linebackers and inside linebackers are, and they're more like you. They look like you. They're built like you. They could all run.
Yeah.
Do you think you came into the league at the right time?
Yeah. I think the game is changing now. You know, you look every year, every position gets bigger and faster and stronger. And that's just the way it's going to keep going forever, I guess, now, because everyone's getting bigger. And then Lovie's system, I think I was built for. Coverage-wise, we all knew exactly where to fit. So it was a fun defense. And the thing I liked about it was you didn't have to think. It was simple. You know, we just knew where we were going every single play and allowed us to play fast.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
All right, if you're a Cleveland Browns fan, not only do you get your team on Hard Knocks, and we get episode 2 tonight.
Yes, right? That's right. I'd forgotten about
that.
So
we'll be talking about that tomorrow. If they're making any news, we'll have all that sound cut up for you. But there's also another little bonus for you that as part of a promotion, Bud Light is installing in 10 Cleveland bars something called a victory fridge.
A victory fridge.
It's a Bud Light branded regular refrigerator with a front door, a glass front door. But it's on the front, it is the color of the Cleveland Browns, and it says Cleveland Browns Bud Light. 10 bars have this fridge, and it's called the victory fridge. It's full of beer. It looks like it's got the large aluminum bottles of Bud Light, the big blue bottles.
Sure.
When the Browns win their first regular season game, the fridges unlock.
Release the hounds.
And the beer inside is free to fans.
Really?
Okay.
All of that beer is
all
free.
All of that beer.
What does it look like it holds in there? Couple... 50, 60? More than that's oh, yeah. Oh, that's
considerably more than
like
that.
Like 100.
Probably 100 beers.
Yeah.
Now, if you're a lawyer for Bud Light, what are you thinking? What's the first thing that comes to your mind when you see this? Your job is to prevent your company from being sued.
Okay. Well, I guess if we're going to do it this way, you got to trust your bartenders to not, it's behind something, right? It's not just out in the open.
You can't enter.
Well, it's got to be in an area where you've been carded.
Of course. But the image that I immediately have is the game ends or, you know, they're up 22-3 and people are forming a line waiting for to hear that thing crack open.
Right.
It's like, you wanted a miracle, I give you the FBI. And it just opens, right? And some sort of pileup and somebody getting trampled because people, we've seen how they react to free stuff at the auto show. If you're talking about free beer in a bar celebrating their team's victory.
Right.
Is it behind the bar? People have to have a ticket to redeem? I mean, it can't be what we think it is.
Hans,
right?
Booby, I'm your white knight, okay? You just put it behind the bar and you're fine. That's all you got to worry about. You trust your bartenders to distribute the free alcohol as best you can. Because trusting bartenders with free alcohol is never
that always goes well
on anyone.
John Taffer definitely hasn't made a career out of that.
About the guy, that's
trusting
the
anybody at a
rescue?
Bar. You've never seen Bar Rescue?
No, I know the name.
Why?
I've never seen it.
It's great.
I saw an episode of a restaurant rescue thing with Gordon Ramsay the other day.
Kitchen Nightmares? Those are old.
But I was bewitched.
I watched the other one.
I really kind of got pulled into this.
Gordon Ramsay knows his brand. He's got a philosophy. Like, he's Mike Martz. He knows what he does, and in theory, he does it well.
Maybe it's just because I haven't watched a whole lot of it. I find him interesting. Like, I know his shtick. I know he's got a thing that he's going to go do, and I still find him interesting to watch do it.
You know, my son watches a ton of Gordon Ramsay videos. Loves him.
He's a YouTube guy?
Yeah.
Huge. It's all YouTube, right?
And I watched him do it like this knife flourish the other day. He was cutting an onion, and I was like, boom, 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 boom. And he was like a sushi chef. Where'd you learn that? He goes, oh, it's a Gordon Ramsay video. It's a YouTube.
He does these videos. He'll like butcher, whether it's like fish or like proper filet of meat. He does a lobster, which I learned. I mean, I've been doing lobsters for 20 years, and he did a couple of things in breaking it up. I'm like, well, I never thought of doing it that way.
He also is fabulous with kids. Even though Gordon Ramsay has this reputation as being...
We were just talking about filleting things. We're talking about, like, teaching kids,
profane.
Right?
Master chef?
Yeah, when he works with children,
really?
He's unbelievably supportive and positive and sensitive. You would think it really shows you the act that he's doing and all the other stuff and the character that he's built up, because he's a phenomenal instructor with kids.
Really?
Yeah.
I find that interesting. I watch the instructional stuff anyway, because I like learning that side of things. That's why Alton Brown has always been so interesting.
Oh, he's great, because he's up our alley, too, because Alton Brown is the dorkiest in the world.
He's the best. He explains to you the whole thing, and mm-hmm. you learn the building blocks and the basics of stuff.
It was Alton Brown from whom I learned, if scrambled eggs look done in the pan, they will be overdone on the plate.
Yeah, you went too far.
You always have to plate the eggs before they look done.
That's right.
Changes your world.
They're remaking Good Eats, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets this like a redux of it. I follow on Instagram and Twitter, and he constantly tweets out, you know, like shots and photos and stuff of the new series that's coming out.
They remade Man vs. Food. They got a new guy. Adam Richman is done with Man vs. Food, so they have a new guy.
Yeah, because he was going to die if he kept doing it.
Yeah, I mean, winner, food.
Yeah, I mean, technicality's all right. Yeah. But the problem is, this new guy almost never wins. Seems a little problematic.
Who's the new guy?
Casey Stern, I think is his last name.
Casey Stern. Sounds like a reliever.
So, and I didn't watch much Man vs. Food. This is like it's an eating challenge. There's like a certain...
Yeah, he'll go to a town. He'll do kind of like the Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives thing at first. Go to a couple places, have some of the local fare,
right.
But then end up at the place where he has whatever ignorant challenge it is.
Yeah, he's...
Is it an amount of food?
It
or
depends.
Is it an inedible ingredient?
Sometimes it's spice. Sometimes it's... Sometimes it's amount.
He did the Lucky's sandwich challenge. Remember we were talking about the Lucky's sandwich challenge
right.
The other day? The three giant sandwiches in less than an hour. He's on the board for that one.
Okay.
He might not be on the team for next year, but he's on the board for that one. Yes.
It is time for your chance to win $1,000 in cash on the score. This hour's keyword is bunk. That's bunk. Text bunk to 72881 by the end of the hour. Again, the keyword is bunk to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide entrant from this hour will win. Please do not text and drive. Message and data rates may apply.
I know we got Joe Maddon coming up here at noon. It'd be good to check in with him about the state of his ball club, as we always do on Tuesdays here on the Bernstein and McKnight Show. But you know, something Bruce Levine just brought up with us a couple of minutes ago as we were chatting with him about the sim game from Yu Darvish. We asked him about you. We asked him about Chris Bryant. Both relatively optimistic reports, one more so than the other. But the Brandon Morrow conversation was, we are still in the wasteland, right? For Brandon Morrow, he hasn't thrown a baseball, still taking a lot of time to get back into that injury is maybe of the three, the one that is, you know, kind of now looking like might take the longest time to get back from.
Ooh.
You've really had to wait on this thing. And that's okay. I mean, I'm not advocating that the guy push any harder than he has to get back and into a mix. If there's anybody on that list of three that could throw a handful of games, you would imagine it's a high leverage reliever like Brandon Morrow is. He's, how much time do you need to get back to throwing 100% is the question there. Because as Bruce mentioned, if he's not got 98, you know, if he's not got the full arsenal, then can you trust him to be in that ninth inning? Can you trust him to fill out from back to front like Joe likes?
I don't like that you have us in the wasteland either.
You know, not a T.S. Eliot guy?
I'm just not that poem. I don't know if we're moving from the burial of the dead to the fire sermon. That's the third part, right?
I think so, yeah.
Right? I
got lost in that poem in college.
Look,
what are we doing?
My professor was wonderful, Vic Strandberg, just fabulous. And I'm still in his 80s, and I think still teaching some in emeritus position.
Well, you could teach The Wasteland in your 80s.
Yeah, that's but he's for you. I love Strandberg, bit of a weirdo. But my problem with learning T.S. Eliot is my friend and I could not stop reading it in the voice of Fred Schneider of the B-52s.
What?
It became a thing. I don't don't ask why it happened or how it happened, but my friend Scott and I, and it ruined T.S. Eliot for us because it made everything. And once you get into the rhythm of saying things out loud as if you are Fred Schneider, the front man of the B-52s, it changes everything.
It's Dan Bernstein ruining the Wasteland and the love song of J. Alfred Prufrock in one fell swoop.
Been a pair of ragged claws scuttling across the floors of silent seas.
The worst.
It is both a curse and a blessing once you can't read T.S. Eliot without hearing Fred Schneider.
Oh, yeah, you're the worst. Now, if you come anywhere close to E.E. Cummings, I'm just going to have him. But be very upset because that's my guy.
He's all yours. Enjoy your lack of punctuation.
Thank you. I will take him. And we will have Joe Madden on the show when we return. Cubs manager joins us as he always does. It's Bernstein and McKnight, 670, The Score.
Bears fans, The Score continues to bring you the latest on the Bears as they prep for the regular season. Listen for Mark Grody and Chris Emma with live Bears reports from the practice field, plus input from our team of Bears experts on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Hiring is difficult. You're looking for qualified candidates, and you know it's going to take a long time, and then all of a sudden there's so many people, you got to sort through everything. But wait, stop. ZipRecruiter makes it easy. ZipRecruiter.com/play. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, and they don't stop there because they've got powerful matching technology. ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invite them to apply to your job. As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and then spotlights the top candidates. You never miss a great match. Never. And ZipRecruiter is so effective. 80% of employers that post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. And with results like that, it's no wonder ZipRecruiter remains the highest-rated hiring site in America. And now you get this opportunity. Try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/play. That's ZipRecruiter.com/play. ZipRecruiter.com/play. ZipRecruiter.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected through Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Remodeling your kitchen or bathroom? Studio 41 can help. Our home design showroom offers a great selection of kitchen and bath products featuring the bold look of Kohler. Visit us online at shopstudio41.com to find a showroom near you.
Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive free installation on minimum purchases of $699. No hidden fees and no surprises, so the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Imagine free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
At Walgreens, we believe everyone counts, and that includes your everyday choices. Today, when you buy participating products at Walgreens, you support our partnership with the Me to We Foundation in their mission to deliver education, clean water, healthy food, and healthcare to children in need around the world. Stop by your local Walgreens to shop products that support Me to We, like Hershey's. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Now with cards, select Hershey's party size bags are $9.99 each, valid July 29th through September 3rd.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The new Bernstein and McKnight Show. Middays 9 a.m. to 1.
David Bodie, the guy who actually hit it. They tear your uniform off like it's the Beatles in 1965.
I was running bases. I knew my arm was up, and I was like, put your arm down, put your arm down. And I just couldn't. I couldn't put it down.
The new Bernstein and McKnight Show. Middays 9 a.m. to 1. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Show transition on The Score. No holds barred show interaction. Now, three times a day on The Score between Mully and Haw and Bernstein and McKnight at 9 a.m.
I didn't know the term golden homer for something like that, but I learned a new baseball term.
The term golden homer? That's what a walk-off grand slam is, a golden homer?
While down three with the team down to their
last
strike.
It's only happened like one other time. How does it have a name?
Then at one between Bernstein and McKnight and McNeil and Parkins.
Did you guys know who David Bodie was before the season?
No. Yes, but only vaguely. I mean, like,
I didn't either.
I had no idea who he was.
Most of us didn't.
That was incredible stuff.
And finally, right before six, between McNeil and Parkins and Lawrence Holmes.
You never talk about Stan Mikita without the attachment of Bobby Hall.
It was almost impossible to do it.
But you have a guy that won Hart, Ross, Bing in back-to-back seasons.
Yeah.
That's
only guy to do it.
That's impossible.
Show transition now three times a day on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's.